VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States and China imposed tariffs on one another on Thursday. The new round of tariffs took effect the day after delegations from both nations met in Washington for the first of 2 days of talks aimed at resolving the dispute, the first such formal discussions since June. But President Trump told Reuters this week he does not expect much progress from those discussions. The Trump administration is demanding that China change its practice of heavily subsidizing its technology center and open its markets to more American goods. President Trump's national security advisor has told Russian officials that they can avoid new sanctions by staying out of U.S. elections. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says he pressed his Russian counterpart in a Geneva meeting about election interference.
I made it clear that we wouldn't tolerate meddling.
He added the Russians will face no new sanctions if they stop. Bolton says he got no reaction at all when he raised the issue with Nikolai Petrushev. As far as consequences if they don't stop, Bolton said the focus is on making sure there's no repetition of 2016. Asked whether the political turmoil generated by the convictions this week of two top Trump figures has any effect on his job, Bolton said.
Of course not. I mean, that's a silly question.
I'm Warren Levinson.
The United States has already imposed economic sanctions on Russia because of its interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Russia denies it, but the U.S. intelligence community concluded that Russia did indeed interfere. The former head of German intelligence says NATO secrets aren't safe to share with Austria. There is a growing concern among Western intelligence agencies about close ties between senior Austrian ministers and Russia. This is VOA News. A hurricane has whipped up strong winds, waves, and heavy rain in southern South Korea. It's forecast to make landfall early Friday. Another hurricane is expected to cross western Japan Thursday night. Airlines have canceled hundreds of flights within Japan. Hurricane Lane is close to hitting Hawaii. It could be the strongest storm to hit the island state since 1992. The National Weather Service is warning Hawaiians to expect life-threatening flash flooding and landslides. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court set to rule Friday on a challenge to the legitimacy of the July 30th elections. VOA correspondent Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg, with reporting from correspondent Columbus Mavunga in Harare.
Opposition presidential candidate Nelson Chamisa filed suit in the nation's constitutional court, asserting that results showing incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa won a razor-thin victory were not accurate, and that he was the actual winner. Chamisa's lawyers on Wednesday presented what they say is clear evidence that the results had been falsified. This was Mnangagwa's first presidential run. He took power in November after Mugabe resigned under pressure from the military. The court rules Friday afternoon, and according to the Constitution, the presidential inauguration will be held within 48 hours. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A new allegation of sexual assault has been made against actor Kevin Spacey. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The L.A. County Sheriff's Office says the allegations come from an incident in October of 2016, and they're investigating for possible criminal charges. It's the second complaint against Kevin Spacey that the District Attorney's Task Force on Sexual Misconduct has received. The first allegation dates back to 1992 and might not be prosecutable because of the statute of limitations. Spacey, who's lost a number of acting roles since the scandal emerged, is also under investigation in six cases in London. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Australia has banned two Chinese telecommunications companies from taking part in its national broadband network because of security concerns. The government said Thursday it was banning Huawei and ZTE from rolling out the new 5G network because, it said, companies, quote, who are likely to be subjected to extrajudicial directions from a foreign government presented a security risk. The statement also said there was no combination of security controls that could lessen that risk. Huawei is the world's largest maker of telecommunications equipment. It has long denied that it has any ties with the Chinese government. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.